Nick Marino joined alongside Miami Hurricanes women's basketball head coach Katie Meyer here just moments before their mid-afternoon matchup versus Wake Forest, their third game here in the ACC. And coach, you're 0-2 in your first two games in conference. Last one a little bit earlier in this week, a six-point loss to Boston College. A back-and-forth game. Neither team led by double digits in that one. What did BC do late in that game to come away with the victory?
You know what? They hit big shots. They had great performances by their great players. And a couple of surprise threes that they hit by people that, you know, a post player that really hurt us. But we self-inflicted that one too. I mean, I give credit to BC, but I also know our point guard play needs to clean up and understand the who's and the what's and the why's a little bit better, and just our fundamentals. I mean, it's been we're a team that is not used to just being the person, and in the late game we need to figure out who's going to hit the game winning shot and execute the play properly.
Yeah, you talk about being the person. Miami is one of the most balanced teams in the ACC. You have all 10 players averaging 3.5 points per game, but you haven't had a 20-point scorer all season. Who are you looking for to kind of be that person and step up in those clutch moments?
Yeah, I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on the staff and the team, frankly, to not be able to ride somebody. You know, like, I mean, it puts pressure on the other team because they don't know who we're going to. In the last game, we end up going to Kyla because she was killing, and she was doing a great job. And Kyla has a shot at the rim on a beautiful executed play, pass from Jada. And, you know, I've seen it in my whole career. The first couple times that you have that game with an opportunity, it doesn't usually go in. And then you give it to him again, and it goes in. And, you know, that reminds me of, you know, the year that we were, like, last in the ACC, and the next year we won it. And it was just the same kids, the same shots, but just the experience of it all. So I can't pull my hair out. I got to stay faithful and patient and believe in my players.
All right, Jaleah Williams is one of those players with experience. She's been moved to the bench. She's really accepted that role. She was a game high plus 11 last game. What have you liked about her recently, and how important is she going to be today?
Well, you'll see her starting tonight because our starters just haven't gotten out of the gates well, and we need to be playing with pace. And Shea Dwyer has done nothing wrong. It's just playing Leah and Shea together against a team like Wake. It's hard because they scout so well. There'll be too many bodies in the lane. Playing him as drivers. So in the choice between Shea and Leah, I feel like Leah's been getting rid of the ball sooner and not dribbling as much. And, really players are running faster when Leah's in. So we got to start her today, and it may change at halftime like it always does. But she's definitely been playing very well for us. And as much as she's been turning the ball over and it's been frustrating, you know, this is someone who we didn't necessarily be planning on her playing point guard late game, but she's had to. So, you know, it's unfamiliar for her as well.
Wake Forest comes into this one 4-10 on the year, 0-2 in the ACC, but a really well-coached team. Like you just said, before a big road trip on the road versus Virginia Tech and Notre Dame, what's it going to take to come away with your first win in the ACC here?
Well, yeah, I tell you, Wake is the way they played Florida State they played Florida State and
Virginia Tech
so well. And watching those two games, it's they're tough as nails. They're frustrating. You can see the other teams are frustrated. Their offensive numbers are down. Like Florida State and Virginia Tech are our two high-scoring teams in the league, and Wake had them to start, and Wake held. Those are way more than moral victories. So this is not a bad basketball team, and they're coming in very confident.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck.
Yep.